From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Governments of Burkina Faso and France say an armed group coordinated attacks on France's embassy and its cultural center and on the country's military headquarters, all of that in the capital of Ouagadougou. Burkina Faso government said at least 7 soldiers were killed, as well as 8 assailants. There's been no claim of responsibility, but the city has been attacked at least twice in the past 2 years by Islamic extremists who were targeting foreigners. British Prime Minister Theresa May says she is confident that a deal on leaving the European Union can be reached, but warned no one will get everything they want out of Britain's pending departure, known as Brexit. Henry Ridgewell in London now reporting on Theresa May's third Brexit speech.
Under pressure to deliver details, Theresa May's speech was billed as a major step on the road to Brexit.
We all need to face up to some hard facts. We're leaving the single market. Life is going to be different.
Europe has said it will not allow Britain to cherry-pick the best bits of EU membership. May countered that she wanted the deepest possible relationship. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
China has warned about the huge impact on global trading if President Trump proceeds with plans to impose 25% tariffs on imported steel, 10% on imported aluminum products. Meantime, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has continued to say any U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports would be unacceptable and vowed to continue to engage U.S. officials on the issue. This is VOA News. Russia is rejecting U.S. accusations it has broken any of its nuclear treaty obligations, arguing it only wants to maintain global peace and stability. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov addressed President Vladimir Putin's speech, in which he said Russia had upgraded its nuclear arsenal by saying these arms are not a threat to anyone who is not planning to attack our country. U.S. lawmakers are slamming Mr. Putin for his remarks. Here's Republican Senator Tom Tillis.
I view Mr. Putin like I view any murderer or criminal. When they say something, they're probably lying, but you have to take it seriously.
And at the White House, Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders accused Russia, in her words, of developing destabilizing weapons systems over a decade in direct defiance of treaty obligations. Turkish military says 8 Turkish soldiers and 3 others were wounded in fighting happened in northern Syria's Afrin enclave in one of the deadliest days for the Turkish military since it launched Operation Olive Branch against the Syrian Kurdish militia known as YPG in January. The threat of extending the conflict beyond YPG forces is likely to put more pressure on Turkey to curtail its incursion into northern Syria. Meantime, Ankara insists the operation is about securing Turkey's borders from the threat posed by the YPG, which it accuses of supporting the Kurdish insurgency inside Turkey. A massive 7-year cleaning operation is underway to clean up a trash-strewn Indonesian river, which is known to be one of the world's most polluted rivers. Reuters' Grace Lee has our report.
The Gitaram stretches hundreds of kilometers across Indonesia, from a spring in West Java to a sea near the capital, Jakarta. It supports about 28 million people along the way and carries a stew of waste and sewage downriver. The dirty water is becoming an enormous health concern for locals. It's linked to issues like skin allergies among children. Some of the worst polluters, dozens of textile factories along the river that have been dumping chemical waste into the water. But Indonesia's President Joko Widodo has an ambitious plan to make the water here drinkable by 2025.
That is Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. Diplomats are saying China has delayed a U.S. request for a United Nations Security Council committee to blacklist 33 ships, 27 shipping companies, and a Taiwan man for violating international sanctions on North Korea. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello. Sawubona. I'm Heather Maxwell, your host. Are you ready for 55 minutes of pure African music? Here's what's inside today. West African Afropop, Afrobeats, and voodoo music set the mood at the top of the hour. Then, a fresh new release, a very sweet love song from L.I.B. by an up-and-coming. Song of the Week is revealed, too. I'm joined in the studio by VOA Kwame Ofori for that. And, hint, hint, the song inspires a little chat about the blockbuster movie Black Panther. I've got Airway Hip Hop, one oldie from Malawi, and another new release out of Tanzania. The second half of the hour features my face-to-face interview with Zimbabwe's award-winning star, Ja Preza. It was recorded in Harare, and then just 2 weeks later, the guy won 3 top awards at the National Arts Merit Awards for Outstanding Male Musician, Outstanding Album, and Outstanding Song. He is on fire. Finally, today's program concludes in Senegal with a song by a great band that's making some waves in the international music scene. So, let's roll, peeps! From Mali, here's Oumou Sangaré, the diva of Wassalou music. This is Jukuru, track 6 from her 2017 release, and the message, there's nothing better than having someone to lean on in life. Hello, lovers. This is Heather Maxwell, and that was Jukuru by Oumou Sangaré from Mali.
It's music time in Africa.
Here's Humble Smith with his amazing brand new single, Abakaliki to Lasgidi, featuring Olamide.
This is Olivon Tukudzi, a musician in Zimbabwe, and here I am at Pakaripai Arts Center in Norton. I am with, okay, Heather, Dr. Max.
Yeah.
And the program is Music Time in Africa. Oh, best show.
Let's shift gears and move to Benin. This is Javalu by Patrick Ruffino. It pays tribute to the elders and honors the voodoo tradition. Patrick invites the veteran percussionist Sagbon Danyalu to sing with him.
Sindo mo we ninde
Nyanya watote kombe kolo mwani nyinde nidonu milele. Nyanya watote kombe kolo javalume.
Avare mana mana.
Hello, my darlings. That was Patrick Ruffino with Javalu. I'm Heather Maxwell. Song of the Week's coming up, and a little talk about the movie Black Panther, followed by more awesome music and my very special guest, Ja Preza. But first, there's this, Adore, a sweet little love song by a young artist in Liberia called Emmanuel Johnson, a.k.a. Elo, and it features Snoti.
S-N-O-T-I.
I do the one for my junior, you pull your L's up.
Yeah.
And to my bun and I say, scrapper can fall in love. JL say, you know all that thing and that buckle tough. You not bought away your number 9, yeah, so you make him up. Be my Gucci, let me be your Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
I promise never to treat you like a best of alone. But she got me on 22, now my city's on 22. Operating on 22, so the love's strong.
Yeah.
Shawty hush, you ain't got a rush. I can do the dirty work and you can be the bus. Open up,
yeah.
This is two of us,
yeah.
And you ain't gotta run around like the Niagara. Now you from Europe or Asia, maybe Antarctica,
yeah.
Shout out to all of my junior, not from America,
yeah.
Like kinda nice looking skin, like from Africa. Especially the pretty looking one from Liberia, from Liberia.
Keep your eyes on me, make my body a priority.
I'm
5 o'clock in the morning, I can wake up from sleep. Admiring your body from your head down to your feet. And when you wake up, you be like, daddy, let go to sleep. Like all that kind of fun thing that can be turned in my brain. Some of your friends and I know they said I'm melting your tenor. They might tell you to go bring someone and let me eat. But if that fool who are juju, then my own your head. Hey, jet a pass, so that papi, you say you know the train. Especially your faucet and jelly, the money full of my wallet. She got me speaking my dollar, let's take it in my ear. Now let new pick, I don't go got no sick and got don't wear. Unsee, let new pick, I don't wear. Have any ticket there. I lay up in it, I wanted love to end in a day. The jet a wish, got internet, and now I did a break. I used to be the angry crowd, like you my pepper spray. You not cool me down, I direct go my leg, and you spit.
Keep your eyes on me, make my body a priority.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And if I'm speaking honestly, know you got you a Liberian queen. Is this the top of the line, Robbie?
Yeah.
This the African Kenny Barbie.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you all of me, baby.
We can illo, illo, oh.
Let me know, eh.
And I know that your ego, ego won't let me go, oh.
This I know, oh.
TM all at the rooftop. Pull up to Musu's spot in the drop top. Chilling with my bra, shaking that, that. Cause all I ever wanted was your heart.
I'm on the mic and it's something my haters never wanted.
Yo.
When I was trying to quit, Jermaine Lee told me burn it.
Yeah.
Shout out to KZ Bianca, my baby got me on it.
Woo.
From LIB to New Zealand, I'ma keep it 100.
Keep your eyes on me, make my body a priority.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. And if I'm speaking honestly, know you got you a Liberian queen.
Is this the top of the line, Robbie?
Yeah.
This the African Kenny Barbie.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you all of me, baby.
This is Lyra from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
And this is the song of the week.
Kwame Ofori joins me now in the studio for Song of the Week. How you doing, Kwame?
Hey, hey, hey. Great as usual.
It's good to have you back. You were in Ghana for a good while.
Oh, yeah, soaking some sun.
And some vibes, probably. Good music, good
of course,
food.
Of course.
Did you have
good
Kele Wele?
That was like every night. Like, yo. If you don't know Kele Wele, it's fried plantain with spices.
Mm.
And then you usually have granules on the side. That's like a delicacy.
It's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
All right, for Song of the Week, this week I chose the song by DJ Maphorisa from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's got, well, when I was there a few weeks ago coming back from Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm.
I picked up some new music.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an album that he produced in 2017, so it's not brand new, but it was a huge hit called Wave.
Okay.
Yeah, and the number one song on the album and that was a big hit in South Africa last year was called Midnight Starry.
Oh, wow.
So I love this music. He's great. He's awesome.
But I know South Africans are big on house music, but where is the influence coming from?
For this music?
Yes, for this
It's
music.
A combination of what they call deep house and then hip-hop house, which is Kwaito style.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it comes from Durban, so the Eastern Cape.
Okay.
And it's like a... It's like a basement band sound.
Great.
It's kind of loose and sloppy and
mm-hmm.
open
mm-hmm.
and a lot of young kids that don't really have many resources or,
mm-hmm.
you know, technical equipment, they slop it together, but somehow it's got an amazing vibe that people just now are going crazy
and
over.
And people are hitting the guava with it. Like, it's the whole dance movement right now. I need to learn how to dance the guara and then, you know, hit it with the, you know, home wave and then...
Home wave.
And we are good to go, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
let's listen to it, Kwame.
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
No bunga nwe, ni kabo, ni mystery. No bunga fagi pende nele, ni mystery.
No ba unga ti browse on flick ni mistering. No unga ni gana next week ni mistering.
Oh wow, you know what, Heather? Like, I watched Black Panther just a week ago. You need to go watch it.
I know. I'm going this Friday.
You should. And Shuri, who is a character in the movie, was listening to Babe's song, Wololo.
Oh.
And like, as soon as I heard it, I freaked. I was like, oh my God, that's our song. Heather and I, we featured it on Song of the Week before. And I was so excited. And I was like, oh my goodness. Like, and this sound sounds almost similar to it. So to me, I'm like, this is indeed a wave that's going through South Africa right now.
You are totally right. You know, Kwame, this is a new genre. It started in about 2012.
Oh, wow.
So it's picking up, so I'm sure.
And it's already in one of the biggest movies
ever.
Like, ever.
Are you so inspired from that movie, as an aside?
I mean, like, culture. It's not just about Africa, but you have African artists in the music score right there, and I'm just excited. Yeah. And for Babes to be featured in a character who is a scientist, she's young, she's fresh, she's 16, and she's listening to Babes while working on her cool science.
Oh, really?
Stuff. Oh, yeah. That scene blew me away.
So she's
the
not
whole movie.
She's not at a bar, like, outside drinking.
No.
She's doing scientific stuff and she's listening to
Babes. I don't want to spoil it for you, but then she was doing something science-related, and then it was in the background, and I was like, oh, my God. That's my song. That's my jam. Yo, that was like...
Next week, let's, we'll be staring.
DJ Maparisa.
Oh, yeah. That song was dope.
Isn't that awesome?
It's great.
That's our song of the week, Midnight Starring, featuring Busiswa and others.
Mm-hmm,
that's
Calm
Way from South Africa. Kwame Ofori, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's always a pleasure, Mr. Santi, here for you and you and you and everyone.
All right. That wraps up our song of the week.
Here's Edom from the Volta region of Ghana with Family.
Get him. Money for the funeral, come see me. Money for the burial, come see me. Money for the business, come see me. After that, nobody care about me. Money for the kids, come see me. Money for the fee, come see me. Money for your auntie, come see me. After that, nobody care about me. Robo robo eh, rabba rabba. Robo robo eh, rabba rabba. Robo robo eh, rabba rabba. Eja kumila, eja kumila lo. Robo robo eh, rabba rabba. Robo robo eh, rabba rabba. Robo robo eh, rabba rabba. Eja kumila, eja kumila. Family go love you for your money, yo. When the money go, them go love your body, yo. This be true story, yo. Oy, 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 oy. Family go love you for your money, yo. When the money go, them go love your body, yo. This be true story, yo. Oy, 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 oy. They know they care, know they mind, know the beats of all my hustle. Anything where you get, them go come for. Gone down the never, come see me. I owe people all around the never, come see me. Sick in my bed, they never, come see me. Pretending like they care about me. Money for my building, never, come see me. Put me in a Jordan, never, come see me. Money gone like the wind, they never, come see me. Head and gun, they care about me. Robo robo eh, rabba rabba. Robo robo eh, rabba rabba. Robo robo eh, rabba rabba. Hey Jacobila. Hey Jacobina lo, bobo robo eh, raba raba, bobo robo eh, raba raba, bobo robo eh, raba raba. Hey Jacobina, hey Jacobina. Family go love you for your money, yo. When the money go, them go love your body, yo. This be true story, yo. Oy oy, oy oy oy. Family go love you for your money, yo. When the money go, them go love your body, yo. Anything where I get them go come for any day. They know they care, know they mind on the beats about my hustle. Anything where I get them go come for any day.
No, no, what else is my bada bada? Can you love me for what you call a color? No, be on a monarch or do a bada. The chango do more banana, I'm a bada. No more got that a ball, my summer, but
where my money at?
Right, that was Edom. He's coming out with a new single and video on March 1st. I've already seen it. It's amazing. Can't wait to share it with you. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. And now I'm taking you to 1960s Malawi. This is Wilson Makawa and his beautiful guitar.
Kumenyana mleke imwe bambo mwapatira kumakumenyana mleke ngati pali mau ngochita zokamba kumakumenyana mleke ngati pali mau ngochita zonena kumakumenyana mleke. Thank you.
pali mau ungo jitazo kamba koma kumenyana muleke ngati pali mau ungo jitazo nena koma kumenyana muleke
Music that will inspire you, motivate you, and ignite your dreams. This is Blessing Bled Chimanga from Zimbabwe, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Hello, sweethearts. Here's another new, sweet, sweet love song for you. Ibe. It's by Gib Carter from Tanzania, featuring Bright.
Fall in love with a face shape. Oh, mama mia, like your body. Napenda vile unajituma. Napenda vile unajituma. Eh, bwakire. So far, so good. And I'm doing all this for you. Baby, unaheshima. Lady, unaheshima. Oh, na, 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 na. Come on, come on, baby, take photo. To make family, pate mtoto. Uishi wote mpaka ikatero. Yeah, jaza to my pants, bro.
Gib Carter. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. We're in the middle of Music Time in Africa. And keep it locked right here because you're about to hear my face-to-face interview with Zimbabwe's biggest male pop star right now, Ja Braza.
Where?
Stop your car, any more parwewa. Hi, I want to give a shout out to all my people in Côte d'Ivoire, Abidjan, Lakota, tous les Didala. Stay well and I'll see you soon.
Ding dum bat, eh, ding dum bat. Ding dum bat, eh, ding dum bat.
In just this past year alone, Zimbabwean star Ja Preza has collaborated with Yemi Alade, Ja Cure, Platinums, Mafiki Zolo, and Davido. At age 30, he's produced an album every year since he began his career. He's a tall, strong, handsome guy and likes to dress himself and his band in army fatigues on stage. On February 17th, Ja cleaned house at Zimbabwe's annual National Arts Merit Awards called NAMA. He won Outstanding Male Musician, Outstanding Album, and Outstanding Song. For this one, Ndindabata. It's a party song, really popular at weddings. And it says, hey, if you want to have a good time, if you're feeling me, let's do it. Let's take it to the next level, see where it goes. There's nothing to stop us. All right, that was Ndindambata by my featured guest artist today, Ja Preza. Now let's meet him. I was in Harare shortly before the NAMA Awards, and I met Ja at his studio. We sat in a nice, breezy, shaded area outside for this recorded interview. He tells me about his upbringing and his amazing career and how he feels about it. Also, he explains why he wears those army fatigues on stage and what his current and future projects are. Let's listen. We're sitting under this beautiful tree. I don't know if it's a, is it a mango tree?
It's a mango tree, yeah.
Oh, it's really nice. You have a cute little kitty here.
Thank you.
And yeah, so you're in the studio right now working on something?
Yeah, I'm working on my new song with Ja Cure.
Oh.
Yeah, we met in Spain. We did the song and we shot the video. So it's coming on the 14th of February. It's called Angelo.
I have a question about your name, Ja Preza. Mm. is that your given name or is it your stage name? And what does it mean?
It's my stage name. My real name is Mukudzei. Mukudzei in English means praise.
Oh.
So that's where Jah Praiser came from.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Could you just walk me through your musical career?
Okay. I started music when I was still in school, 2001. I used to compose music for the school choir. My geography teacher, who used to play mbira, he's the one who taught me to play mbira. Even now, I play mbira on stage. Mm. But then I started doing music professionally. 2005, that's when I got into the studio for the first time.
What is the name of your first album, and when was that released?
2007, Rudunero Nyararo. Yeah, it was an album of love, peace, and harmony. Then 2009, I did Sungano Yerudo. 2012, Ngwarira Kuparara. 2014, Kumbumura Mute. 15, Jerusalema. 2016, Ndarachawea. Then this year, Kutonga Kwaro. This year, I'm doing another album as well. Yeah, because I release albums every year.
Do you find it easy to compose so many songs?
Yeah, I think I'm a writer than a singer, because I write so much. Yeah, and I'm still young and energetic, you know, so, I mean, this is the time to shine.
You're right. What about Kutonga Kwaro? I know it's your number one, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's the number one song in the country right now.
What does it mean?
Basically, it talks about my life, where I came from, and where I am right now, because I'm still, you know, growing musically. My brand is growing every day. That's more like it. It talks about my life.
Tell me about it.
Okay. I was born in Murewa, and I grew up there. I think partly I learned there and then came to the city 2003 when I was doing my Form 3.
Would you say that you had a hard background?
I can't say. It wasn't that bad.
Okay.
Because my mom and my dad, they took care of us. And they used to work for themselves. They used to work for the whole family, you know.
Yeah,
it was a rural area, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they worked for us. And I came from a humble beginning, though.
Yeah.
So... yeah, I'm grateful.
Yeah. Why the military clothes on stage?
I always wanted to be a soldier. It was one of my big dreams.
So what happened? Music just found success quicker?
Yeah, exactly. I started doing music.
Salura yodura, zanziga yongo manyangwe huku sama undura, ndangu jinja mtemu.
I actually applied to go to the military training, and that's when I started doing music. So they actually invited me to go for training, but I was already doing shows then. So yeah, I just decided to concentrate on my music. Yeah, but still, I think I'm living both dreams now, because I'm now the Zimbabwe Defense Forces ambassador.
Oh.
I actually wear the military uniform legally.
That's amazing.
Yeah, which is a good thing. I mean, I love it.
That's great.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you're probably too old to become a soldier now, or are you?
No, I'm too old. I'm 30 now.
That's not old, but...
Not too old, yeah.
How does it feel to be at the top right now?
Believe you me, it's amazing. The feeling is just something else, trust you me. I think I'm the most happiest person in the world right now, because I used to pray just to get in the studio back in the days, just to get an opportunity to get in the studio and record. But here, I mean, this is, it's amazing. Amazing.
That's great. Are you touring a lot?
Big time, yeah. I've been touring a lot in Africa and in Europe. I've been to the States, I've been to Canada, I've been to the UK, I've been to Malawi, I've been to South Africa, so many countries. Yeah, sometimes you just travel just to record, just to do projects. Like recently I was in Spain, I met Jackie in Spain, we did a song and a video. So I went to Spain just to do a song and a video.
A dream, huh?
Yeah.
A dream come true.
A dream come true for us.
So is Jack Q a rapper?
No, he's a conscious musician. He does reggae.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He's actually one of the biggest Jamaican musicians right now.
Mm. But he lives in Spain?
He lives in Jamaica. We met in Spain just to do the project.
Got it. Just a couple more questions.
Yeah.
I love this song.
Yeah, it seems like you've been listening to that song a lot, right?
I have, and I mean, it's a beautiful song.
Ndaguva kamsha, azihana inorova mam, hatija ndaguza sana.
And I also love Yemi Alade.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's amazing. I'm a big fan. And when we did that song, it was a dream come true because I always wanted to do something with her. Yeah, so it was a dream come true. Trust me.
Tell us the name of that song so listeners can get it. You get it on iTunes.
Okay, well, yeah, the song is called Nzioyerudo. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Nzioyerudo means a love song. Okay. Yeah. It's one of my best songs on the album.
Now, I think you're doing other collaborations as well, and that was my second to last question for you.
We've got quite a lot of collaborations that we're doing this year. I'm working with a lot of African musicians, American as well.
Can you give us some news? Breaking news?
No, I'm not going to disclose right now. Until it's done.
What about a hint?
Like,
just a hint.
Yeah, he's quite a big guy.
Oh.
He's quite big. As in big.
All right, can we put a continent to it or no?
Let's leave it like that.
Right. All right. I think that's it for now. But it was such a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much. Nice meeting you too.
And I hope you listen to Music Time in Africa from time to time. Get on the internet.
Definitely.
Check it out. You'll hear yourself. And you're going to hear more and more of your music because now that I'm here in Zimbabwe,
yes,
I've got your music and I'm going to be playing it.
Thank you very much. Very much appreciate it.
Ja Preza, everybody. The number one artist in Zimbabwe. Soon to be the world.
Thank you.
All right. Hello, my Music Time lovers. I hope you enjoyed that interview. You can watch it in its entirety as many times as you'd like on my YouTube channel. A shorter version is also on Facebook, too. Let me know if you like it. So there's time for one more song. This is that new sound from Senegal I mentioned at the top of the hour. It's a band called Sahad and the Natal Patchwork. This is Independence Dipanda, a track from the 2017 album Jew.
Chapitre 1. Sunyu mami ya kangri ba bore obi. Yanu balon ka do mo plas ngir ande bonan. Don patas na to khas do mu jengi. Don patas ma shal do gol ne ñu jël len ko ande bonan ba ho. Jël len ko problem ko ay. Why do yo me no ande bonan ba ho. Jël len ko problem ko. Chapitre 2. Ande jang do bañ na bu ñu kenn dimbali. Suñu rew bi ñoko mom mu neñ ko doxal. Sango na ko waaw waago lolu deug la waye enrichissement ouverture moy doxal elle est bon dans bango elle est bon problème ko waye waye lu yo may lolu elle est bon dans bango elle est bon problème ko kare ñu dimbali
chapitre 3
sango mo mu dia ligé tambalina déviation du franc CFA waye dara di len ko jengu de ko de ko won nañ ko defal askan bi fédération du Mali sango
Right, hello, my M's, my music-loving, Maxwell-loving millions of listeners and followers. That was Sahad and the Natal Patchwork from Senegal closing out the show for us today. I'm Heather. Thanks so much for joining me today. And a special thank you to Ja Preza in Harare and to Kwame Ofori from the VOA English to Africa service right here in-house in Washington for joining me in presenting that Song of the Week. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio, Friday at 0905 UTC, and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and you guessed it, 2205 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, stay blessed.